suspected of stealing Rogaine, the hair growth drug from a Walgreens store on June 22nd. This is not a gag. Police want the public's help in tracking the man down. They say he could strike again because you need a lot of Rogaine to grow your hair. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy birthday, United States of America. What a great day it is. What a great weekend we have here in the next couple of days. I hope that as John Adams wanted, there will be epic across the United States of America in celebration, in solemn time with our God. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I'm here with Bob Martin.
Good morning, Terry.
And Wynn has some family personal time he's doing right now. And we miss you, buddy. We love you. And hopefully we'll see you next week. That was Madison Rising. And what a proper way to start off this day. And Sally wrote something up for me that I'm going to read and chat about a little bit. That is that Independence Day really should have been July 2nd. July 2nd, 1776 is the day that the Continental Congress actually voted for independence. John Adams, in his writings, even noted that July 2nd would be remembered in the annals of American history and would be marked with fireworks and celebrations. The written Declaration of Independence was dated July 4th, but wasn't actually signed until August 2nd. 56 delegates eventually signed the document, although all were not present on that day in August. Well, John Adams declared on July 2nd and declared that it was America's birthday. He wrote a letter to Abigail, and John wrote, "The second day of July 1776 will be the most memorable epic in the history of America." Adams' prediction came as a result of Henry Lee's motion for independence being approved by Congress on July 2nd, 1776. It was Lee's motion, actually, that officially separated the 13 colonies from Great Britain. It's really neat that, you know, that our founders just were so great in leaving us such a great bunch of documents and so much history and information with and there's one thing that's kind of neat that Adams wrote. He was pretty euphoric about this, pretty excited about it. What he wrote is, "I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to Almighty God. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade. I wonder what pomp is. I guess pomp is excitement, jubilation. With shoes, games, sports, guns. Oh, good idea. Bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. You know, Adams would be 2 days off from his prediction, however, because on July 4th, the day after writing Abigail, Adams joined with the rest of his colleagues in approving the Declaration of Independence, a document that had been eloquently articulated all the reasons why the colonies had separated from the British Empire. It was this vote, the one on July 4th, that would go down in history as a memorable epic. The Second Continental Congress during the summer of 1776, Thomas Jefferson of Virginia was charged with drafting a formal statement justifying the 13 North American colonies' break with Great Britain. A member of a five-man committee that also included John Adams and Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson drew up the draft and included Franklin's and Adams' corrections. At the time, the Declaration of Independence was regarded as a collective effort of the Continental Congress. Jefferson wasn't really recognized as its principal author until 1790. Thomas Jefferson spent the last 2 decades of his life at Monticello. By the way, my wife and I got a chance to visit there, and it's amazing. It is just so beautiful and amazing. Their garden still is kept up the way it was back in the early 1800s. Really neat. If you get a chance to go back there, I recommend it. Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, hours before his good friend and former political rival John Adams. And that was the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. You know, so with that, Bob, we have a clip that we have on from the John Adams series, which is, if you haven't seen that, folks, I recommend it. It's an HBO series. It's absolutely wonderful. And we have a clip here that where they're sitting here in a hot room, fanning themselves in their wool garb in this hot day in July. It must have been well over 100 degrees in that room. And we'll play the clip for you. It's very, very interesting. So as soon as you get that ready, buddy, we will roll.
President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
That thumping you heard was the Canes pounding the floor. You could hear the thunder from the summer thunder and lightning. It just amazing the foresight, the God-given foresight. Amazing what our country is. The love of country, the love of God, love of family, all the values that we honor on this day. With that, we'll go off to our first break. Happy birthday, United States of America.
My old man, sad old man, spent his life living off the land. Breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm. Silver fly tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't printed dirt.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was .net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The War of 1812. They began a running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I can think of some people I'd like to send to Mexico. Yeah, it's that was the War of 1812, of course, and
that was great... how we got our history lessons on the radio back around 1960.
That's exactly right. There wasn't any talk radio, was there, buddy? That's true.
Only in like maybe L.A. and New York, but there was no certainly no nationwide syndicated talk programming.
Absolutely correct. You know, it's really something when you stop and think about what's going on here in California with Governor Brown and his little agreement with China. I mean, just going over there thinking he can do that. There's a good clip by Chris Ann Hall. And I'm not sure, but they may play that on Sovereign Minds. I'm not sure yet. I talked to Mark Kent this morning about that. I don't know whether they're going to play it or not, but I know that Mark will probably reflect on it, and he and Red will chit-chat on it. But, the thing is, we really have to stand up. I mean, really what Brown did, some people said it was treason. Well, it's treasonous if you sign an agreement with your enemy. However, what he did was seditious. What he did was try to set California apart. What he did was break an oath. And I know that that Mark Kahn and Mark Baird are talking about some things we might be doing to voice our concern about that in a very strong way. Also, Red Smith is writing an initiative, and I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about that when he gets on the air. But, I mean, that's the thing. We have, you know, Calvin Clark has been an advocate standing up front there for Nevada County. The Lake County group now with some new folks helping Truman and Cheryl. There's just such a rejuvenation and a lot of excitement going through Jefferson right now. One of the things I think that we need to understand is that we have to get plugged in. It's not up to me to have my neighbor get plugged into something. I can give him the tools of getting information, But if they're not using the tools, I can't help them. If he wants to borrow my hammer, he can. If he borrows my hammer and just leaves it sitting there and never uses it, then that's another issue. But we have so many tools in Jefferson. This program is one. It's podcasted. You can go back and listen to it. There's information that we give. Of course, if you want to call in, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. Also, we have a newsletter that comes out that's been fantastic, The Messenger. We have a telephone call that we have every 2 weeks that people can tune into. We have Facebook. We have county pages. We have, committees in every county. And I know that the Shasta County Committee meets every week. However, this week we are taking a day off in honor of 4th of July and celebrating that, as John Adams so eloquently put. And we also have groups that are doing fundraisers. We have fundraising groups. We have a run for representation that's coming up here soon. There's just a lot of good, positive things. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and it's neat to see how in every county in Jefferson, every county, there's something going on every single day. The beauty of this is folks just learning and just handling this stuff. The other thing I love about this whole thing is the folks that are talking between counties, counties working together on issues, counties working together. There is no one that's going to say, here's what you need to do, here's what you don't need to do. The thing is that we have so many clear-minded leaders that those leaders take up the mantle in their county. So if you have a committee meeting in your county and you have it, then by all means, you need to post that. And I'm sure that everybody does. The thing that we have to understand is right now, anything that's going to happen is going to happen with us. And I really, truly believe that when we kicked off the lawsuit, when we actually did that filing and that serving, that freed up, and I'm sure that on Sovereign Minds they'll reiterate on this, it freed up so much liberty for all of us to understand that all the clear-thinking folks, which for the most part we are, the gloves are off, and it's time now to do all the different things that we need to do to uphold liberty. One thing that we are looking at and, down the road here too, is the fact that we need to make sure that we are letting these politicians, and I say politicians, and that just doesn't only reflect to the elected officials, but politicians, some of you know what I mean, probably most of you know what I mean, and understand that action is where things get done. Action is the byproduct of ideas and thoughts. Those are the things we need to do, is put into action these things. It's just like what I was saying, Red putting something into action, Mark Baird, Mark Kent together putting something into action. The court case is action. The committees are action. Stanislaus County, little Marie down there, what a wonderful young lady she is. Just fantastic the way she's put together groups. She's divided it up by cities, getting signatures, talking to boards of supervisors. Now, I know that Dave Tichonel, who we fondly call Stonewall, down in Tuolumne County, has been helping those counties down there. And he's gone and done town halls in many, many counties in that area. People taking up the mantle, taking the lead. It's the old adage of, you need to learn the guy's job above you, teach the guy below you yours. A lot of times folks say, well, gee, I don't really feel like I can talk about Jefferson. I can talk about it. It's in my heart. I know that we need to do it, but I really can't talk about it. You know what? That brochure does the talking. We have a fantastic brochure. If you are newer at this and you want to talk to people, read the brochure. It's got everything there. So I think with that, what we're going to do here is we're going to go off to our next break. And if you have a phone call that you want to make, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come. 51.
You if tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, it's bright in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
On the next episode of Radio Wasteland, we welcome author Paul Blake Smith to discuss his new novel, The Treasure Keys to Christ's Return, based on the predictions of Christian mystic Edgar Cayce. Join us for the discussion this Monday at 6 p.m. on KCNR and around the world on RadioWasteland.us.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday, July 3rd, the day before Independence Day, as we welcome Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, one of the finest books ever written about post-traumatic stress disorder and its effects on families. Find out those avenues of help and assistance that families can use for their loved ones who have post-traumatic stress disorder. This and much more, Monday, July 3rd, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot, and happy birthday, America.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, it's ain't enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that's echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud you do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes
fly. The Eagles Fly. Talking about Eagles, I think we have the Honorable Dick Wilkinson on the line. Do we? Are you there, Dick?
Hey, yeah, Terry.
Dick.
Hey, I was listening to you. And anyway, you know, have you ever seen on Fox News Waters World?
Oh, yeah.
He goes out and asks college students different things about politics and local government and all in history, and they are extremely stupid. They don't know anything. So I encourage you on your program today to mention several times that we acquired our independence from England, so these college students get to know at least something about our history and what the 4th of July is really about.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because a few years back, Sally went around.
I remember that.
Yeah. And she was out there, and she said, she asked one person, who do we get our independence from? And the young person said, China?
Or Germany?
Germany.
Right. Well, anyway, I would encourage you to mention several times in your program that we acquired our independence from England, so they get that pounded into their stupid heads.
It is kind of sad, but the educational system has sort of done that, you know, and really and truly it's just a family unit. I mean, you know, mom and dad can teach that sort of stuff. I know when you and I were going to school, we had to take a political science class in which we had to learn and read and memorize portions of the Constitution. Now, you know, they don't get any of that.
When I was in the eighth grade, we had a class called Constitution. And we had to know pick out every state that on the map and know the capital of that state. We had to memorize all that stuff, and we learned about the three branches of government and like that. And I was in the eighth grade back then. That was Well, I graduated eighth grade in 1946, so that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, also, you brought up something before that I thought was interesting. Tell the folks about how the salute of the flag used to be.
Yeah, that we used to do that. I remember that. It was, we'd point our, when we say, I pledge to the flag, we'd point our hand straight out like the Nazi salute, you know, Heil Hitler salute. And as soon as Germany declared war on us, right after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Germany declared war on the United States. Well, they knocked off that. They start putting your hand over your heart and not pointing at the flag. It looked like a whole bunch of kids doing Heil Hitler. Anyway, I said my two-piece.
You
my
did,
two
my friend.
Worth.
You did.
Anyway, thank you, Terry.
All right, my friend. Have a great day. Give Fran a hug for me.
I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I just wanted to bring up also that on July 10th, we'll be meeting again at 3276 Bocelli Lane, the Eagle's Nest Church. That's July 10th. And we will be having our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. Folks, if you don't know much about Jefferson or want to learn, at 5:30 we have an orientation group, which Chris Kellstrom teaches, and it gives everybody an idea of what's going on with Jefferson, what it's about, why we're doing it, and can answer all your questions. At the same time, we have a meeting with the folks who are engaged in Jefferson, the committee that's engaged. We talk about fundraisers, up-to-date things that are happening, and it's really a good informational time. That's 5:30. At 6 o'clock, we have our Patriot meeting. The important thing about July 10th is at 6 o'clock, we have Mark Baird coming in to speak. That's Mark Baird is going to be here at the Eagle's Nest Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane, on July 10th. And he is going to speak on the state of Jefferson. So we're all looking forward to that, anticipating that being a neat thing. Want to get down to a little bit of local politics here, and the reason I do want to do that is because, as we all know, things start locally first. That's the way the revolution was fought. That's the way that liberty's gained. You've got to look in your own backyard, in your own community. And I know that Carl Bott had Barry Tippin, our new city manager, was it Friday, Bob?
Or was it was Friday.
It was Friday. And he had him on and asked him some questions. And it was funny because the first thing that Mr. Tippin said is, you know, we want a new position of transparency. And then he went on to not answer any of the questions. And I understand why he may not have answered the reason why they fired Chief Paletti, because sometimes those things are sensitive and you can't bring that out. But, you know, also the reasoning for hiring Mr. Hansen coming back, who, oh, by the way, did quit in the middle of his tenure, and also came to a Tea Party meeting just before he did that and talked about how he wasn't going to do Neighborhood Watch anymore because he didn't want to have to pay an officer, and also was upset about the fact at the time that people were voting on Measure A and B, which was giving a raise to the police officers. So, you know, with that, you kind of wonder why we're bringing this guy back. Now, I understand he was I'm not saying that he wasn't a good police officer and that sort of stuff, but really and truly, I mean, he was gone for 5 years. And as Carl pointed out, and I agree with him, that how does a guy come back and get caught up after all that? There's a lot more issues. Plus, we're paying the guy $80 an hour. Plus, he's going to be here for 8 weeks. Well, why can't a captain handled that for 8 weeks? I mean, seriously? And I know that Chief Paletti was using the position of saying, okay, I want to make sure that, you know, the guy below me learns my job, I learn the guy's job above me. In his position, there was nobody above him. But I'm sure our captains are totally capable, you know, while we go out and we look for this new police chief. But I think that the main thing is that we're not still addressing the unfunded liabilities. That was the one thing I really think we would have been nice to address with Mr. Tippin. And it isn't that you want somebody to get into office and fail. You don't want somebody to get in there and say, oh, you know, we just don't want the guy to do it. Of course we do. Point is that, you know, it's really tough when people don't want to be accountable. And one thing that gave me a little pause was at the end of the program, the remark was made about Mr. Tippin that, you know, the bottom line is him and that's his job. And he's either, you know, he's what he says pretty much goes. And That's just so wrong. This isn't the military. You know, this is liberty. This is folks that we pay to have our best interest at heart, to have our best interests in mind, and to take care of the community. Not someone who's going to make a decision and not tell you why, and they really don't have to. I mean, I think we have enough of that with the governor. But really and truly, it does give me pause to think that we're not really getting the bottom line answered on a lot of this stuff. And, you know, hey, I agree we've got to give somebody a chance, but how long has Mr. Tippin been around? I mean, it's like he's not privy to what's going on. Seriously? I mean, where do we start finding reality here? That's my question. Anyway, guys, we're going to probably go off here to our last break. And as we do that, I want to encourage everybody to really reach out to other people about liberty. Reach out to other people about what this great country is. Reach out to other people and talk to them about how we became independent, what the Constitution means, what liberty means, and most of all, as Dick Wilkinson said, where did we get our independence from? With that, folks, time has come for 51.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Summer is hot, and so is the fashions of Dandelion. Come see the latest finds designers have for you. Sun hats, cool tops, and super cute jewelry to make your outfit pop. Get cool with your own personal shopper, as all the ladies of Dandelion will help you select only the best. Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Unique gifts and clothing. Dandelion.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Time!
We're running out of it this morning.
What a great song. Anyway, Round Mountain, hold on a bit. We're going to go to Nick. Nick.
Hey, I've just got a quick comment, and, you know, timing is everything. Timing was our independence from England. And now is the time for 51. The timing is perfect. We're so dissatisfied. And as an example of poor timing, I wanted to bring to everybody's attention the shooter at the baseball practice in Washington, D.C. You know, John McCain was due to be on the pitcher's mound in 20 minutes.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
I just thought I'd leave that thought with you. Have a great day.
All right, my friend. Hey, by the way, I did get the email on the new Walt Disney movie.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Why don't you put do that over the air?
All right, my good friend, give Signe a hug for me.
I will.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Round Mountain, you there, buddy?
Hang on. Okay.
Round Mountain, you there?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You've got a like you've got to slow down in your giddy up. What's going on?
Well, the thing is that you brought up a thing here today about Chief Puetti.
Yeah.
I talked to him just a week before all this come down. And he told me the big thing. He was kind of thrown under the bus by Kurt Starman.
Oh.
Because he had talked to Kurt, and Kurt told him he did not know where Puetti stood to keeping his job. Mm. He has two kids in college, and he's got a family. He's got to make sure of where his money comes from. So when Starman told him he did not know where Puetti stood on his job, he went out and put out feelers about another job. So then they threw him under the bus that here he was out looking for a job while he was our police chief. Well, our new city manager did not like Puetti at all because he does not like the way Puetti was going about the homelessness and the problems in Redding, which started back many, many years ago. And he was trying to straighten all this out. And the city council didn't care for it because he wasn't going 100% their way. So, in my book, he was getting shot from both ends. So he didn't have a choice.
Okay, Bob, and, you know, that's a good point. The thing is that you may want to call in to, you know, Free Fire Radio and
right.
let them know that, number one. I would do that because that's a better venue for that. Number one.
I understand, but
No. You did fine, my friend. I just said that you may want to bring that up on Free Fire Radio so more people hear that. Number one.
Right.
And number two, you know, as you talk about, the situation with Paletti and Starman, well, then, you know, that's another issue altogether. It's funny how they both kind of are gone. It's sad for Redding, I think. But anyway, I think that probably calling into that program, Free Fire Radio, probably be a good idea, to let him know about your conversation. I do know that he was, yes, he was out actively looking, and yes, he should have been, and you can't blame him for doing that, being told, hey, you're probably going to be gone, you know. But I think that, you know, that's something to where that's sort of been glossed over to a degree, too. With that, my friend, we're going to have to get off here. We've only got a couple minutes left. So thank you, Bob. Go get them. Keep your powder dry, buddy.
You bet. You have a good one. Thank you for everything.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in local politics we have to be looking at. You know, I know that there's a lot of things that we have to understand that tie in with our quest for Jefferson, and that is we've got to make sure that the things on the home front, things in our own backyard are cleaned up and that we're looking at those things and making good decisions on what we need to do for our community. You know, as far as the deal with they weren't happy, Starman wasn't happy with Paletti, you know, as far as the way he was working it with the homeless and all this other stuff and with crime, Paletti wanted those community officers, folks. He wanted those five community officers. And Starman said, we'll use that money for the police station. So, you know, really and truly, it was a tough deal for him. But you know, as we go out on a note of liberty and out on a note of celebrating our great country's birthday here, there is no one, I mean no one out there like Madison Rising who does great things for veterans. They play great musicians, just a bunch of guys that are out there really believing and loving their country. And they reflect it through their music, and they reflect it through their actions. Our veterans, as everybody knows, that's a very precious commodity to all of us. I mean, without those guys, we have nothing. And by the way, Frankie, how you doing out there, buddy? Frank Rose, one of our community treasures. Here they are. Madison Rising. Time has come for 51.
Madison Rising's version of the Star-Spangled Banner. We opened and closed the program today with it here on Jefferson's state of mind. Wynn Carpenter, we expect, will be back next week along with your host you heard today, Terry Raposa. Stay tuned now for Sovereign Minds on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The White House says the Senate is getting close to an agreement on a GOP health care bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. Tom Price is Health and Human Services Secretary.
We think that, that Leader McConnell and his senators within the Senate are working to try to get this piece of legislation on track. Their conversations are ongoing as we speak, and so we look forward to hopefully them coming back after this 4th of July recess and getting the work done.
He was a guest on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. A White House spokesman says President Trump is spending the weekend making calls to lawmakers.